Welcome back to another episode of English Cooking, where I teach you English
through cooking. Today, I'm going to teach you how to make porcupines. Why do you think this recipe is called porcupines? It's because it's named after an animal. Okay, do you know what porcupines are? Have you ever seen any porcupines running around your neighborhood? Let's do a test right now, okay? I'm going to show you four animals, and you need to tell me which one is a porcupine. Okay, is it A, B, C, or D? What do you think? In fact, let's take this test to another level. You tell me the names of all four animals. Okay? Write down in the comments, okay? Write A, B, C, D. And tell me the names in English, not in your language. This is about learning English. Tell me in English the names of all four animals with the correct spelling, okay? If you get them right with the correct spelling, I'm going to give you a big reward. The reward is bragging rights. Do you know what bragging rights is? It's the right to brag. Okay, so if you win this challenge, if you get all of them right, you get bragging rights. That means you have the right to brag. What does brag mean? Brag means to show off and praise yourself. Okay, say, hey everyone, look at me. I got all of them right. I am so smart. I'm smarter than you idiots over there. Okay? So in the comments, if you get all of them right, then you can... I'll let you know if you get them all right. Okay? And then, after that, you can brag to everyone. Look at me! My English is great. Okay? So that's your reward. Your reward is bragging rights. Okay? Now, bragging rights is... it's the name of a prize when there is no real prize. Okay, so imagine if you're playing basketball with your friends and you want to win, right? You're gonna play a game where you're gonna try to win. And what's the reward? You might tell your friends, we're playing for bragging rights. Okay, we're playing for bragging rights. That means whoever wins, hey, I beat you guys. We're the best. I'm the best, okay? So that's what bragging means, and that's what bragging rights means. It's the name of a reward. So you get bragging rights. So have you thought about it? What's the name of... well, I told you one already. Porcupine. Which one is a porcupine? A, B, C, or D? And, well, I'm just going to tell you right now. This is the grand reveal. I'm going to reveal the names of all the animals, okay? The first one is porcupine. Did you get it right? The second one is hedgehog. Kind of look a bit similar, don't they? Porcupines and hedgehogs. The third one is armadillo. Did you get that right? That's a hard animal to get. Armadillo. The fourth one is porpoise. Porpoise. Not a dolphin. Porpoise. You didn't get them all right, did you? I'd be surprised if you got them all right with the proper spelling. Porpoise? That's a hard word to spell. Man. English spelling is brutal. So anyway, guys, let me know if you got them all right down in the comments, and then you'll get bragging rights. But today we're going to make a very simple meal, a simple recipe. You know I like simple recipes, right? So we're going to make a simple recipe called porcupines, and you're going to see why this food is called porcupines. You might not understand it yet, but you're going to understand at the end of this video. So the first thing you need, well, you just need a pan, okay? This recipe only needs three ingredients, guys. Well, unless you consider olive oil an ingredient. I'm not considering it an ingredient, guys. We're just going to dump some olive oil in the pan. Yeah, there we go. And, okay. So now that the pan is greased, got some oil in the pan. What do you need? You need some ground beef. Okay, well, you need to buy some long grain rice. So look at this here. I got some long grain rice. Okay, that's where the, you know, look, there's a grain of rice. Okay, and it's a long, some rice is long grain. Some rice is short grain. So for this recipe, you want to get long grain rice and see what it says. It says extra long grain. So this is a great rice to use. So all you need is a handful of ground beef. Okay, there's a handful of ground beef and just a handful of rice, long grain rice. There we go. And now we're just going to add a little bit more for good measure. If you want to add something, a little bit extra of something, you can say, let's add a bit more for good measure. For good measure. I don't know why we say that. Let's add a bit more for good measure. It just means that, I don't know. Especially if you're eyeballing it, right? Like, I'm not measuring anything. I just took a handful of ground beef, handful of rice, and we're just eyeballing it. Okay, we're not measuring anything. So especially when you're cooking something and you're eyeballing it, then you might want to just add a bit more for good measure. Like maybe a bit of salt. Let's say you're adding some salt, right? And you say, let's add a bit more for good measure. I don't know why we say that, but it's a phrase you can add at the end of your sentence if you add a bit more, if you feel like it, right? So now we're just going to, that's it, we're done. We're done our recipe. Except after we make our porcupines, we're going to add a bit of tomato sauce. Okay, so I had some extra, and this is a great recipe to make if you have a little bit extra of some tomato sauce or, you know, tomato paste or something liquidy with tomato, maybe tomato soup. If you've got a can of tomato soup or something, just, you know, I had this sitting in my fridge, and so I thought I should probably use it. It's still good, right? So, like, this kind of stuff is cheaper to buy in cans than in bottles or jars or something. So sometimes I just buy cans, and then I put them in the, use a bit, put it in the fridge, and then I need to make something with it so it doesn't go to waste, right? So, yeah, so let's just, you know, we're basically going to make meatballs, okay? That's what this is, okay? This is meatballs. So we're going to get some rice, you know. We're going to just, let's just mash it all together first. Let's mash all this with the rice. And there we go, okay? So we mashed it all together. Now we're going to just make four small meatballs. And that's it. And then we're going to put it in our pan. We're going to fry them for a few minutes before we add the tomato sauce, okay? So there's my first meatball. Put it in the pan. Right now, make the second meatball. All right, so here we go. Look at that. Meatball. Pop it in the pan. Okay? Plop means to put. You just plop it in. They said plop it in the pan. Plop. It's a verb. It's an action verb, to plop something. Okay? So we're going to make another meatball. And we're going to plop it in the pan. And we're going to make our last meatball. So this is just a meal for one person. Super simple, right? This is only two ingredients, rice and ground beef. And then, you know, we're going to add, after we fry them, there we go, plop it in the pan. Done. Okay, so I'm just going to fry these up. I'm not going to waste time, you know, letting you watch me fry them. I'm just going to fry them up, and then I'll be back, and we'll add the tomato sauce. All right?
All right. Looking good. So, here we go. We fried them up. There it is.
Now, the reason we fried them before adding the tomato sauce is just so that they keep their shape a bit, right? We want them to turn into porcupines, right? So, yeah. So, there it is. We fried them up. There's a close look, right? And now we're just going to dump in our tomato sauce or whatever this is. Pasta sauce or, you know, tomato sauce or tomato soup or canned tomatoes, diced tomatoes, whatever you want. We're just going to put that there. And we're going to pop our lid on and we're just going to simmer. Let this simmer on low heat. Okay. Simmer means just to keep something on low heat. Let it simmer, you know, cook for kind of a while on low heat, simmer. So we're just going to let this simmer until the rice is cooked, because we just fried this up with, I mean, just dry rice. So the rice isn't cooked yet. And when the rice gets cooked, that's when the porcupines will emerge. Emerge means to come out. So that's when the porcupines will emerge. So we're just going to do that. And yeah. Oh, while I was frying up these porcupines, I looked up the difference between a porpoise and a dolphin, because I didn't know. So porpoises have shorter noses. I think they're called beaks, actually, like a bird beak. I think a dolphin's nose is called a beak. I don't know. But so yeah, porpoises have shorter noses. They're a different animal, but they're kind of the same kind of animal. So if you guessed in your test, if you guessed the word dolphin, I'll give you half marks. All right, so I'm starting to cry, guys. I think the smell of the cooked food. Maybe I'm too hungry. I need to eat. I'm going to stop talking and get this on the stove. We're just going to simmer it, I don't know, for maybe half an hour or something like that, until the porcupines emerge. So guys, I'll be back whenever the porcupines are ready.
All right, guys, here we go. Well, that's hot.
It's a hot lid. There we go, guys. There's our porcupines. Let's see, do they look like, don't really look like porcupines, do they? There's a porcupine, guys. You can kind of see its quills. It's a, you know what, I think this tomato sauce, I think the, if you were to just make it with like, a more liquidy type of something like tomato soup, I think that would be better than using pasta sauce. Maybe the sauce is a bit thick. It kind of hides the porcupine quills. So those things on the porcupine's body are called quills. So these, like the pieces of rice, right? These grains of rice are supposed to be, are supposed to be like the quills on the porcupine. Anyway, guys, let's do a taste test. See, in the middle, it kind of looks a bit more like a porcupine. You can see the rice in the middle. I think it's cooked all the way. Yeah, the rice is cooked. Let's do our taste test, guys. Are you ready? There we go. It's hot. That's really hot. That's great. So simple. So simple and so good. Oh my God. Let me see if I can get it like to look like a... That one doesn't look like a porcupine. Alright, guys. There's your porcupine. What do you think? Eat it. You tell me what it tastes like. Does it taste like porcupines? So there you have it, guys. There's some new vocabulary. Hope you learned a few new words. So this animal is called porcupines. Let me know, have you ever seen a porcupine in real life? Imagine like grabbing a porcupine. That would be, that would hurt a lot, right? Sometimes you see pictures online of like dogs that have attacked porcupines and their face is like covered in their snout. A dog's nose is called its snout. Okay, so the dog's snout is like covered in porcupine quills. Yeah, there it is, guys. Simple food. Just simple and delicious. I didn't even add salt. I didn't add pepper. I didn't add anything. Simple, basic food. Smash that like button if you love simple, basic food like I do. Hope you guys are having a great day. As always, I love you very much. Stay safe, and go make yourself some porcupines today. All right, guys, I'll see you over in the next episode of English Cooking. Take care.